In the United States this week, it's the Republican Party's turn to host their national convention ahead of the November presidential election. In contrast to the Democrats, who held a virtual event last week, the party of Donald Trump will be hosting many more live events with crowds. The president even surprised delegates today with an unscheduled address in the city of Charlotte, in South Carolina. Our North America correspondent is David Lipson. David, the president addressed a crowd today before the prime time schedule even got underway. Is that a sign of how the week might play out?
Sabra, I think it is. I think as it has been every day since Donald Trump came down that golden escalator more than 4 years ago, this week will be all about one man, and that's Donald Trump. It works for his base to hold a lot of these speeches and events and mini rallies and things. They love him and they've missed those regular rallies. It also works for Donald Trump because he thrives on the energy that he gets from addressing his enthusiastic supporters. So he is going to be appearing every single night this week, often multiple times, and unlike Joe Biden last week, it's going to be largely in person. There are going to be crowds, albeit much smaller than at a normal convention. Today's a pretty good example. He's making four separate appearances in Charlotte with farmers, with first responders, with freed hostages, and he even surprised delegates who rubber stamped his nomination by appearing on stage there and giving a 52-minute unscripted speech about everything from jobs, the economy, the coronavirus, and unfounded claims as well that the election will be rigged. His supporters, the delegates in the room, set aside their social distancing restrictions to crowd the front of the stage and chant for four more years. Take a listen.
If you want to really drive him crazy, you say 12 more years.
12 more years!
Because
12 more years.
We caught them doing some really bad things in 2016. Let's see what happens. We caught them doing some really bad things. We have to be very careful because they're trying it again with this whole 80 million mail-in ballots that they're working on. Sending them out to people that didn't ask for them. They didn't ask. They just get them. Because we have to win. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
Coronavirus deaths continue to rise there, David. The economy is struggling and there's been more unrest on the streets overnight. What will the president say to convince voters to give him another 4 years?
Well, perhaps not surprisingly, Donald Trump is offering a very unconventional message, essentially saying that things indeed are bad now, but you will need me to make them better in the future. He's talking about, most of all, the law and order issues, the violence that continues to play out regularly on the streets in cities like Portland, and even overnight there was some violence in Wisconsin after the shooting of yet another black man. But he will be very much pushing some promises forward as well, that there will be huge jobs growth. He's pressing for things that in reality he can't be sure about, promising a vaccine for coronavirus by the end of the year and that everything will be back to normal next year, and also promising some things that his base has been crying out for some time, like congressional term limits here in Washington, to go back to his sort of drain the swamp mantra from 2016.
And what can we expect from some of the other speakers this week?
It's not going to be like we saw with the Democratic convention last week, where you saw a host of ex-presidents and even senior Republican figures throwing their caps in the ring for Joe Biden. We're going to see something of a family affair. We're going to see speeches from his children, from his wife, from others as well. We're going to see a speech from the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who we understand will be addressing the convention from Israel, which is causing some controversy about his use of taxpayer funds for political activities. And then there's going to be a few cameo appearances from somewhat controversial figures. For example, tonight we're going to hear from Mark and Patricia McCloskey. They were the St. Louis couple who brandished guns in front of Black Lives Matter protesters a few weeks ago and for a short time faced charges. So you can expect a lot of noise, a lot of controversy, and a lot of Donald Trump.
That's our North America correspondent, David Lipson.